Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 1st edition. Yes, we've made it to August, 2 months left in the baseball season. Hope you all had a great Monday. Braves got shut down, finally. That was impressive. Astros finally got to where they needed to get to. Lots of runs in Cincinnati and Chicago. Some really good pitching as well. Fun slate on Monday. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Hit me up with your questions there or in the Gain of the Edge Discord. But let's get to it. We have a 14-game monster slate on Tuesday. Only games we don't have are the Phillies and the Marlins that start at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. The main slate starts at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time as usual. Let's talk totals on the slate. Rays, Yankees, 8. Brewers, Nationals, 8.5. Tigers, Pirates, 8.5. Orioles, Jays, 8.5. Angels, Braves, 9. Waiting on Wrigley. White Sox, Rangers, 9. Mets, Royals, 9.5. Guardians, Astros, 8.5. Red Sox, Mariners, 7.5. D-backs, Giants, 7. Waiting on a few more totals as we're waiting for some pitchers as the trade deadline is bonkers right now. So there's all kinds of moving parts. Even on Monday, we saw guys getting scratched and then coming back in and all kinds of goofiness. It feels like September baseball, and we're not even there yet. So brace with impact and keep up with the news and notes of the day before you finalize those lineups. Let's talk about the pitching on this 14-game slate. Spencer Strider leads the way at 12-5 at home against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Like I say with Strider every time, he's worth it as long as he can, you know, get those double-digit Ks, which he's done 4 straight starts. He's got to limit the damage. He got like 26, 28, 19, 38, 29. At that price point, he needs to have high 20s into the 30s to really pay off because he's going to limit your bats unless you punt, which most guys will. So it kind of makes for standard lineups. So you can, like in football, you know, there's the chalky running back, chalky this, that. Strider, if you're playing Strider, you're playing Strider with a punt most likely, so you can get at least some good bats. That's the scenario there. And like we keep talking about, it's great targeting the Angels. 28% K rate versus righties, hitting 240. They do have that 204 ISO, and they took care of that ISO against Charlie Morton on Monday. So Strider at 12.5 is totally fine if you want to pay up for it. But I think I might have one in my 3-max. Otherwise, I'm going to save a few dollars on this slate, and we're going to have some fun with the likes of Freddie Peralta, $9,400 at the Washington Nationals. Peralta coming off another gem, which we were all over, 6 shutout innings with 13 Ks against the Cincinnati Reds. He's gone at least 5 innings in, 9 straight starts. He has 3 earned runs or less in 4 of his last 5 and 5 or more Ks in 5 straight. In those 4 or 5 starts with 3 runs or less, he's basically gotten you 20 or more points, 38 points in his last outing. And now he gets a Washington National team, just traded my boy, the Candyman, Jaime Candelario, and they're striking out only 18.4%. Like, it even got Burns on Monday. He only had 5 Ks through 6 innings. So they do have a way to do that. But they're hitting 255 with a 138 ISO at $9,400 on this slate. I still like Freddie Peralta quite a bit. Now it gets fun on this slate. You know, Justin Steele, I love. He's $9,100. He's shown the ability to pay off his price tag. He's also been kind of, you know, buzzsawed from time to time. He is facing the Cincinnati Reds, really potent offense, but an offense that will strike out more often than not. Let's take a look at their stats versus left-handed pitching in the month of July. A Cubs team, 20% K versus lefties, 253 average, 161 ISO. It's kind of an average offense versus lefties overall. So if you want to go Justin Steele at 91, totally cool with that. Brian Bello has had a rough couple starts in his last 2. You know, his wife just had their first child. It's been an uphill grind of late. I think I want to see him get the job done. I will say, though, it is a Seattle team, which we love to target for the strikeout upside. We saw Nick Pivetta strike out 10 over 7 innings on Monday. That was just amazing. Because Seattle striking out over 27% of the time versus righties in the month of July, hitting 251 with a 201 ISO. So I get the appeal of Bayo at $8,900. I think I'm just going to hold off to be safe. But if you want to go there, I'm totally cool with that. Lance Lynn at $7,900. Yep, take my money. We know what Lynn can do. He's given up 13 runs in his last two starts, but he still has 11 Ks in those two starts. The dude strikes out everybody, and now he gets the Oakland Athletics in his Los Angeles Dodgers debut. Oakland striking out 26% of the time versus righty, hitting .231 with a .163 ISO. I'll take the bait on Lance Lynn. I could see a Strider-Lynn combo being popular on this slate. So, yeah, we will go there if you're feeling dicey with Lance Lynn. Otherwise, it's time to save some cash, and there are some options here. Johan Oviedo, $6,200 at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Oviedo's been pretty darn good of late, five or more innings in four of his last five starts. The earned runs have been an issue. It's been five earned runs or more in three of those five, but the strikeouts are there as well. He's struck out at least five in three of his last four. He's gotten you 20 more points in two of his last three. I'm narrowing this down because he's a punt. He's $6,200. And now you're facing the Detroit Tigers, striking out 24% of the time versus righty. He's hitting .227 with a .152 ISO. They might score a couple runs on Oviedo, but he could rack up the Ks as well. So $6,200 for Johan Oviedo, I don't mind at all as a punt. Jose Quintana at 61 is another guy. He doesn't really have the ceiling you'd want, but he's got a floor, like six innings, two earned five Ks in his last start in the Bronx. That was the second start of the season. So they're still stretching him out. And now you get a Kansas City Royals team that is pretty much, outside of Bobby Witt Jr., giving up on the season. Salvi shows up once in a while, but they're striking out 20% of the time versus lefties, hitting .284 with a .187 ISO. So they've been pretty potent versus lefties. I'll give them that. But Quintana at 61, you can look that direction if you want. So, yeah, it's an interesting slate, to say the least. You have Strider up top. Framber's kind of broken right now. I kind of want to see it from him. Pablo Lopez at 10-8 is another dude you could go to. It's a very steep price tag going up against St. Louis. I'm kind of iffy on that. Zach Eflin's coming off the knee injury. What are we going to get from Zach? So it's pretty much Strider, Freddie Peralta, Justin Steele. If you want to go Bayo, okay. Lance Lynn, Johan Oviedo, Jose Quintana. That's where I'm at right now. Obviously, we'll see probably lineups and things change throughout Tuesday. That could alter things. That's where my cheat sheet and all that kind of stuff comes into play. But that's where I'm at this point in time when it comes to pitching.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's talk about the bats now on this 14-game slate. And there will be plenty on a 14-game slate. Sean Murphy had the day off on Monday. He's $5,500 versus Patrick Sandoval. We love the Braves, period, but we really like them versus lefties. So Sean Murphy at 55 is in play. William Contreras at 51 as well. not too bad. It's great to see his price tag coming up. It's a bummer because at that point you just pay for Murphy. But Williams has been playing great, hitting for average and whatnot. So they're both good plays. You know, Elias Diaz and Coors at $4,500 versus Ryan Weathers. I like that a lot. Hopefully the rain is not as big of an issue on Tuesday in Colorado. If you're not using Quintana, Salvi Perez is 44. You got that. Francisco Alvarez, use the Mets for Zach Greinke. That's pretty simple stuff. So Francisco at 42 is definitely worth the look. Gary Sanchez at 39 versus Lambert. If you want to go there, they're both in play for you. Going down into the mid-threes and below now, Mitch Garver, Texas, is going to be an amazing stack for Jesse Schultens on Tuesday. Mitch Garver at $3,300 is a nice play. He's been playing a ton now with Jonah Heim on the IL for a while. So Garver at 33. Our boy Luis Campusano is only $3,300 in Coors versus Lambert. So you don't have to pay up with the position. I'd be cool with Garver or Campusano if you want to save some money. There'll be some more options even farther down here when we get down to the below 3K range. Like Furman, if he's catching for Kansas City, he's $2,800. He's swinging a really good bat for us, and he's got Quintana, the lefty, on the mound. So Furman could be a dude. Yasmani Grandal, he's been struggling, but we love the White Sox. We love targeting Heaney, period. So Grandal at 28 could be worth a look for you. Bo Naylor versus Valdez. Probably, I don't want to attack Valdez. I don't want to start him either. It's a tough game there with our boy Framber right now. But there's going to be a lot of ways to go, so check some lineups. Indy Rodriguez, even at $2,100 versus Matt Manning, that is a great Uber punt. Indy's got a great hit tool. It has not, like, flashed consistently yet, but the talent is there throughout the minors. He's $2,100 versus Matt Manning, so that'd be another one to keep an eye on. First base, Shohei versus Strider, that's going to be fun to watch. Matt Olson at 63 versus Sandoval. Freddie Freeman, Dodgers, definitely a play versus Waldichuk. Freddie Freeman, $6,200 versus Waldichuk. Going down a little cheaper though, like Bellinger at 52 versus Lively is worth a look as well. DK still has CJ Cron on Colorado Rockies. I hope some people roster him for that one because that would be hilarious. He is not in Colorado, folks. He is with the Angels. He'll be playing in Atlanta versus Spencer Strider, so you will not use CJ Cron. But hopefully some people don't realize that when they build their lineups. Pete Alonso is $4,800 for Zach Greinke. I like that quite a bit. Josh Naylor, no. Joey Votto, probably he's heating up, but I don't want to attack Steele. Nathaniel Lowe at $4,100 for Schultens is 100% in play for you. Carlos Santana at 38 versus Josiah Gray is not a bad one either. Ryan Mountcastle has been heating up a bit. Hyungjin Ryu is making his debut for the season for the Toronto Blue Jays. That's why we're not rostering him. I usually would roster him, but I got to see him make a few starts. He's been out for over a year now. But Mountcastle at $3,600 versus Ryu is a nice little value on this slate. Andrew Vaughn, we love Vaughn versus lefties. He's only $3,400 versus Andrew Heaney. That is great value on this one for Andrew Vaughn. Elias Montero for the Rockies is $3,300 versus Weathers and Coors. So you can go that direction. Tristan Casas versus Bryce Miller, who's been up and down of late. He's $3,200 as well. Going down below 3K for you, you got... it does dry up a bit here, I will say that much, which is good to see. Grandal at 28, don't use him at first base. Use him at catcher if you're going to use him at all. He's not a must. Remember that. But, yeah, not a ton down. Like, if G-Man Choi's in the Pittsburgh lineup, he's 26 versus Manning. I don't mind a little Pittsburgh action to open up some value potentially with your pitching and other bats on this slate. And then if Mark Vientos is in the Mets lineup, he's first base, third base eligible. He's $2,100 versus Greinke. So a couple nice pieces of value. So far at catcher and first base. Second base for you, Mookie Betts is day-to-day. I think they were talking about letting him rest a little more. If he's back in the Dodgers lineup, he's $6,100 versus Waldichuk. So that's obviously nice. Simeon at 61 or 6K flat versus Schultens is very good as well. Ozzie Albies loves facing lefties. He's $5,600. That's juicy as juicy can get. Going down into the 4K range now, Nico Horner at 48 versus Lively is very good, especially in cash games. Ha-Sung Kim did not miss a game after that injury on Sunday. He DH'd and let off on Monday. Kim is $4,700 in Coors versus Lambert. I like that. Jake Cronenworth 43 in Coors, but Cronenworth's been so bad. But he's there. If you're not using Lance Lynn and you want to target Lance Lynn, which is 100% understandable, Zach Geloff is $4,100 versus Lynn. Love me some Burger, Jake Burger, second base, third base at 4K versus Heaney. You're just looking for home runs off of Heaney, and that's all the White Sox do pretty much. They're not a big-time batting average team. It's just the power. Vaughn, Burger, we'll get to Lou Bob and Eloy and those boys. So you got that going for you, but Burger at 4K is not a bad price tag. Below 4K now, it's starting to dry up, as you would expect here. I don't see anything in the 3K range I'm in love with going into the 2K range. Brendan Rodgers returned to Colorado and hit fifth on Monday. He's $2,600 versus Weathers. That's a really good value, assuming he's healthy after Monday's game. And they give him, they maybe they'll give him back-to-back days off. Who knows what they'll do? So keep an eye on Brendan Rodgers at 26, though. That could be a nice little value. Third base, you got Austin Riley versus Sandoval at 61. Yeah, that's good. Machado at 57 and Coors is totally fine. Rafael Devers versus Bryce Miller at 5K, if you're feeling that. That is good. But Max Muncy versus Walichuk at 48, lefty-lefty, doesn't matter. That's a really good spot. Josh Young at 46 for Schultons is solid. Ryan McMahon at 45 versus Weathers and Coors. McMahon went deep on Monday. He's in play for you as well. Jake Berger, once again, at $4,000. He'd be one to keep an eye on. If you want to target Carlos Rodon, Isak Paredes went deep on Monday. He's 37. He's one of the cheaper Rays that you could look to get a little action against Carlos Rodon. Not sure you have to get that cute on a 14-game slate, but he could be an option for you as well. Going down into the 2K range here, not a ton at first glance. If Patrick Wisdom's in the lineup for Chicago, he's 29. We prefer him versus a lefty, but he's an option for you. But yeah, not a ton. Brett Beatty at 25 versus Greinke. That's not a bad value, especially if you're stacking up the Mets. And we mentioned Vientos at 21. Got Beatty at 25. Helps you peg. Vientos is first base, third base. He's right here as well at $2,100. So those could be a couple cheap Mets plays for you. Shortstop position, you got Wander Franco who went deep on Monday. He's 55 versus Rodon. Bobby Witt Jr. has been unconscious of late. He's $5,300 versus Jose Quintana. You got Lindor at 52 versus Greinke. That's a great one as well. So I like that Witt Lindor at 53 and 52 if you're paying up at shortstop. Otherwise, you got Nico Horner at 48. That is solid. Dansby Swanson went deep on Monday. He's 46. He's been getting his bat going of late. So Swanson at 46 is a decent little price tag as well. Going down, CJ Abrams at 4K. He's pretty much in play whenever you want just because of his speed ability. Going down to the low threes and into the twos now. Like most of these positions, not a ton standing out here. Luis Peguero of Pittsburgh's 23. I don't love it. I think there's better value out there, but if you are getting frisky with some Pirates, Peguero at 23 is not too bad. Outfield. Acuña, $6,700 and pretty much worth the price. You got Tatis and Coors at 65. Juan Soto and Coors at 63. Those are all really good plays. I hope you guys enjoyed that Yordong on Monday night. That was big. But Lubob at 6K is an outstanding play versus Heaney. We are on board with that. Christian Yelich at 56 versus Gray is still worth a look. Adelis Garcia at 55 versus Schultons is pretty solid as well. Going down, Grichuk went deep on Monday in his debut with the Angels. He's 5K, but again, he's facing Strider, so we probably pass on that one, folks. Going down farther though into the 4K range now, you got Nemo at 46 versus Greinke. If you're doing your Met stack, he's 100% viable there. Farther, Steven, no. TJ Friedel, no. Brian Reynolds at 43 for your Pittsburgh stacks versus Manning is not too bad. I think I go somewhere else to save even more money because Reynolds hasn't been consistent at the plate. But if you're doing an actual stack of Pittsburgh, Reynolds at 43 is pretty solid. Marcelo Zuna has been on fire. He's 42 versus Sandoval. That's a really good price tag for a piece of Atlanta. You got Eloy Jimenez at 41 down here. That's a solid one as well. Going down below 4K now, Sal Frelick is $3,900 for his Gray. He's hitting cleanup for Milwaukee, so there's definite value behind that. Kerry Carpenter, if you're not using Oviedo, Carpenter at 36 in tournaments, I like just for his power upside, but not anything past that. Ian Happ at 35 versus Lively, I can see. But Jack Sawinski is the guy I was mentioning with Reynolds. Sawinski is $3,500 versus Manning. We love Sawinski in matchups. I guess I would not be surprised if Jack Sawinski found the Allegheny River in right field on Tuesday. Going down below Jack in the 35 and below range, it's going to try up again. Brent Rooker, if you're targeting Lynn at 33, maybe I can see that having some appeal. Trent Grisham and Coors versus Lambert at 33 is a very good value. He's hitting eighth, which isn't ideal, but Grisham is swinging a really good bat, so I like him at 33 versus Lambert. You got Talkman and Suzuki at 32 each versus Lively. If you want to attack Ben Lively, that could be good. Lively's been limiting the damage of late, so it's been tough to attack him, but the price tags on Suzuki and Talkman at 32 are very fair. Leody Tavares is only $3,100 for Schultons. That is very good as well. Max Kepler is swinging one of the hottest bats in baseball. He's only $3,100 versus Miles Mikolas. I'm fully on board with getting some Kepler at that price point. Travis Jankowski's 3K versus Schultens. That's a good value as well. So you definitely have some down here in the outfield like usual, especially on a 14-game slate. Below 3K now, you got the likes of Mark Canha. Should be facing Josiah Gray if he's in the lineup for Milwaukee. He's $2,700. DK has none of the trades yet in this, so this could make building lineups very fun for people not paying attention. You can get some values potentially on this slate. So keep a close eye on these situations. Like if Nelson Velasquez, he got traded to the Royals. If he's in the lineup for the Royals facing Quintana at $2,700, that's a GPP play just based on the power that Velasquez brings to the table. Edward Olivares at 26 versus Quintana is a value as well. Again, I don't mind using Quintana. Just know there's always a risk in a punt play. So you got to point out the value when you can find it against said punt play. After that, though, like Matt Wallner at $2,400 versus Mikolas is a very good value. Wallner's got a ton of power, ton of swing and miss, but a ton of power. So that's what you're looking for with your punts. Give me a home run or two, and that's what Wallner can definitely do for you. All right, let's recap the pitching on this 14-game Tuesday slate. Strider at 12.5. Got Peralta at 94, Steele at 91, Bayo at 89, Lynn at 79, and then you got Oviedo at 62 and Quintana at 61. If I got to build one lineup, it's probably Peralta, Lynn, or Peralta, Oviedo is where I'm kind of looking right now. If you're stacking up, though, there's a million ways to go. So the ones I'm focusing on the most right now are, I'll say this much, if you want value, the Detroit-Pittsburgh game, especially the Pittsburgh side versus Matt Manning, is in play. But Atlanta versus Sandoval, that's a very, very simple one. A sneaky one could be Minnesota versus Mikolas. Love the game stack in Chicago and Texas. I prefer the Texas side, but give me the White Sox versus Heaney as well. That's a game stack I'm big, big, big fan of. Mets versus Greinke is another one I like a lot. Coors will be popular for obvious reasons. Not going to deny that. And then the Dodgers versus Waldichuk. So Dodgers, Texas, Chicago White Sox, Atlanta. That's my big four if you want to narrow it down. There's going to be tons going on with lineups and whatnot that could change the entire landscape of a 14-game slate, especially as we keep getting deeper into the season. There's so many roster moves and guys getting scratched and all kinds of stuff happening these days. So keep an eye on the news. Keep an eye on my Twitter at BDIntric or join me in the Gain of the Edge Fantasy Discord as well. That'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the Books. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Wednesday's action on the diamond. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 1st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.